flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right. Let's go right to him. Fresh off the Senior Bowl, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. Perk, good morning. How you doing, man?
Joe, man, I'm fired up, baby. Senior Bowl, Super Bowl. I hate the offseason because it's just a bunch of yapping, and after Sunday, we won't have a meaningful game for 8 months. But I'm fired up, man. I get excited at this time every offseason.
Well, let's get into all the stuff pertaining to the Dolphins now, your Senior Bowl. I was watching the NFL Network and watching a lot of stuff. It looks like the guard position looks in pretty good shape, and I think I'm like you as far as Jalen Rivers. I think Jalen Rivers, the left guard slash tackle of the Miami Hurricanes, I really like him. I've liked him for the last 2 years. I was surprised he came back to school. What'd you think of him?
Yeah, I thought he looked really, really good. They tried him all over the line, Joe. Left guard, center, right tackle. I didn't see him at left tackle, but that doesn't matter. He said he was going to do it, but I didn't notice it. But Rivers played really well, man. He had a good Senior Bowl week out there. I thought his versatility really shined. There were some other guys out there, Wyatt Milam of West Virginia, Emory Jones of LSU, when you're talking about guards. And a lot of those guards have tackle versatility, Joe, which could be important depending on the health of Austin Jackson, which you can't count on now, and then depending on the development of Patrick Paul. So yeah. There is some versatility there, and I don't know if anybody would be willing to move Aaron Brewer back to guard. But, you know, if there's an attractive center, maybe that's an option. But I think versatility is going to be key for this guard that you select.
Hey, Perk, I want to ask you a question because Woody asked me if you had a guy with about the same grade at safety and one had the same grade at guard, or potentially you know he's going to come right in day one and start and had a chance to be a really good guard, what would be more important to you right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. It would probably depend on what I did in free agency. You need two starters at both positions, right? You need two guards and
that's
you need
correct.
Two safeties.
Good point.
So depending on what I did, it would probably depend on what I did in free agency. But I will tell you this. If they could get Malachi Starks from Georgia, I think he's a better player than anybody else. Now, Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama, neither of those two guys is at the Senior Bowl. He's a quality player also, but I would probably, as best player available in that situation, I'd probably favor Malachi Starks of Georgia.
Hey, before we jump into all these different positions, because I know defensive line, you like to get another big guy there in the middle that's young and got a lot of tread left on the tires here, but I'm just curious, and the quarterback, the backup quarterback, I know there's a lot of quarterbacks out there as well, but you're going to have to do some of this through veteran free agency again. How bad a cap shape are you in right now, and how hard will it be for him to get under?
They can get under fairly easily. I think they're 12-6 over or something like that. They can get under, Joe, but the thing is, what is your short-term and long-term attitude? And what I mean by that is you're still in win-now mode. Greer and McDaniel know they need to win now, but you can't sell the present for the future. And so, you know, as Dave Hyde has asked so many times, who's looking out for the store? You know, who's looking out for the organization? So there's possibilities. I mean, you can get under and get yourself the quality veterans and do the win now thing once again, but and trade draft picks for veterans, but that's not good for the long term. You know, you've got a lot of draft picks. You could have as many as 10 draft picks. You need to be smart about what you do and how you go about rebuilding this thing. So hopefully there's a master plan here and somebody is overlooking it, whether it's Garfinkel or whoever, the president. Hopefully somebody is looking out for the organization here, Joe.
Yeah, that keeps getting brought up here because there is pressure to win, obviously, right now for those guys. And I'm sure they feel that, know that, too. And human nature is going to be to go out and plug it up the best you can for right now to try to get a playoff position. But I want to ask you about the backup quarterback position. Would you draft a guy in the first? They got some fourth-round picks. If there's a guy there you like, or is this going to get done mostly through a free agent? There's a whole bunch of free agent quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm a veteran free agent quarterback guy, Joe, because, look, you need somebody who can – you are still in win-now mode. It's not win at all costs, but you still are in win-now mode because you've got Tua and Tyreek and Bottle and Ramsey and Sealer and all of these guys who are still in the prime of their career, Jonnu Smith, Devon Achane. This should be a playoff team, Joe. I don't know if they should – if they're – you know, right now you can't say they should win a playoff game. They should win – 10, 11 games next season. They really should. You've got that kind of talent. You've got that kind of defense. Weaver's coming back. Yeah, that defensive coordinator. Looks like Daryl Bevel is coming back at quarterback coach for Tua. You're returning a lot of key pieces on and off the field, Joe. So, you know, the expectations for this team are pretty high. I'm expecting this team to go out there and do some good things. And so, the win now mentality to me says I need a quarterback, a veteran quarterback who can go out there and carry out that mission, not a rookie who guys are going to look at in the huddle and go, I don't know if this guy can get it done. We're trying to do this now still.
Yeah, so we got two guys that when they play are really, really good. And if you could re-sign one of them, would you rather have Calais Campbell or Teron Armstead, left tackle, or how good Calais was as all around, both great leadership guys. Could you see them both coming back?
Man, if Calais really wants to win a Super Bowl and he looks at the Dolphins, you know, from everything, from, you know, what am I was in handcuffs before the opener, like, and then we missed the playoffs, like that. I don't know why he would want to come back to this circus other than, you know, he just really loves his teammates. Like, I just don't know why, Joe. He's not going to win a Super Bowl here. Teron, that right knee was in such bad shape. I don't know if he's going to be physically able and how much you can count on him. I'd rather have Calais back because of Teron's health. But I don't know that either of them come back, Joe.
Yeah, and I don't know if Calais comes back. He's not giving that bargain after the year he just had, is he? Think he comes back?
No.
He's like, hey, you got your 1 year, and that's it. I think, by the way, where's that as far as priority, getting another 300-pound guy inside to stop the run that can maybe rush the quarterback? That's got to be up there on the priority list?
Yeah, you know what? My priority list, it depends on, I guess, who's making your priority list. But for me, I've got my top three are backup quarterback, safety, guard. And then, look, I'm still for power/workhorse running back, somebody who can do something in the short yard. Look, Joe, here's the deal with your run game. It's not good in third down, not good in short yardage, not good in red zone. You know, it doesn't run very well between the tackles. Like, you've got to fix that. You've got to make that run game a factor. So I favor that also. And then you need an inside linebacker, and you do need interior defensive line help. So, but I think the interior defensive line help you can get in free agency. You know, you don't really need a butt kicker there because you have Zach Sealer. You just need some quality veterans to me, and then you need some young talent also. But I think that's day two, day three of the draft.
What do we do with Kendall Fuller? Concussions,
knee? Oh, you got to replace him. Got to replace him, and I don't mean that in any disrespect to Kendall Fuller. I believe he turns 30 on February 13th, so in about 10 days. Last season, two concussions and a season-ending knee injury. I would not rule out drafting a cornerback in the first round, Joe, because you can't count on Cam Smith, and, you know, you're hoping Storm Duck comes around, but you could be potentially in a rough, rough spot at cornerback. So I would not rule out drafting a cornerback in the first round. I would tell you that. I didn't put that on my priority list, but I don't think you can count on Kendall Fuller as a starter next season.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, Perk, man, we go through this list, and this is a lot to fill in, bud. This is, I mean, so those 10 draft picks, I know we say this a lot. I think you're going to agree with me. We need some guys to come in and be day one starters. We're not big on day one starter rookies around here, as you know, but we're gonna need some. Am I wrong on this? I mean, we got to have growth of young guys. We got to have a Chop Robinson or three or four Chop Robinsons this year.
You do. But here's the thing, Joe, when you talk about all the talent coming back, you know, you are also getting Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips back. And that's going to help a defense that was already a good defense. So there's not as much pressure on all of these day one guys. I'll tell you something else, Joe. You know, you've got to get your big guys to come through in the clutch. And I wrote about this about a week ago.
You did.
In games against playoff teams, you know, I'm huge on this stat. The Dolphins in the last 2 years are 2-10. Tua has 15 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, and neither Waddle nor Hill have a 100-yard game. So So that's your major problem when you talk about why this team can't progress. You've got to get your big guys unleashed somehow. You can't have them being settled and stopped like this. But beyond that, there's other positions that you need to fill. But I think the talent, again, is playoff caliber talent, Joe. If you're talking about winning a playoff game and getting a home playoff game, well, now you're talking about 12 wins, and that's a pretty significant leap, I guess, 8 to 12. But it can be done and probably should be done.
All right, but slow down there, Charlie Brown. Buffalo's still up there.
They are. Hey, I know. Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore. You can't play any of those teams in the first round of the playoffs, Joe, is basically what the deal is, right?
Yeah. No, I. Yeah. No, you're 100% right. So I'm really curious, Mike. I don't know about you. I'm tired of hearing about too deep and we're cracking the too deep thing. We've got Jaylen Waddle on one side, Tyreek Hill. And we're paying them a lot of dough to be involved. I thought the Jonnu Smith story was fantastic, but we need to get back to the one and two horses in this offense down the field, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And look, there's a few ways you can go about doing that, right? You can they did a nice job getting Jonnu. Maybe you get a slot receiver. They tried last year with OBJ. That was a complete failure, but it was a good start. Maybe you go with a running back. You know, you've got H.M., but you need somebody who can get, 15, 18 carries a game, most of them between the tackles. There's different ways to take pressure off of Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle and to make defenses pay for playing that too high safety look. But the Dolphins just aren't there yet. They've got to get there this offseason.
Yeah.
You've got to make teams pay for playing that too high look.
Hey, Perk, you just hit me with a cornerback, safety, a guard, and defense. You're putting a lot of pressure on this playoff team, brother. Hey, Perk, it's always great talking to you, man. Appreciate it very much.
Joe.
Thank you. You take care.
All right, we'll do it.
All right. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joining us. Talk a lot about, listen, they need some work. Got a hit on it. Can't have a draft class of guys that aren't playing a lot or see them on special teams or inactive on game day. Can't have that. Tell you what you can have. Michael Kotze of Choice Mortgage help you. Huh? Help you. That's right. You want to get a mortgage? Need it? Found a place? First-time home buyers? Michael Kotze's got you covered with the best rates and qualify you quickly. That's what he does. And I want to let you know, too, self-employed and declined by the banks. He's got programs for you. Hey, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been doing this for 35 years. And when it comes to getting approved quickly and getting the lowest rates and being able to get a hold of your guy even on the weekends, hello, I'd like to introduce you to Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, the man with no life. Google reviews on the web are saying a lot of nice things about Choice Mortgage reviews. You got to check him out. Find out what people are saying. Find out why he's so good at what he does. It's about great service. It's also about helping you get qualified quickly. That's what he does. Reverse mortgages are more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. With all that equity in your home and you could use it right now at this age in your 60s, let Michael Kotze get it done for you. I could go on and on, but Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage helping a lot of folks out there that are in bad, bad situations right now. With his experience and ability to get you qualified quickly. That's what he does, man, and has been for a long time. The man has no life. He's always working for you 7 days a week. It's about great service. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.